Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good, Andy Bucker, on this wonderful, beautiful Tuesday as get ready for... And I told you, I saw the commercial again today, man, that the play-in commercials are, it got me hyped, dog. They got me hyped. And I do, and I will go back on it because I remember I was like, well, I don't want to watch this crap. It's one of the best things the NBA's done.
Yeah, they did a good job.
It is pretty good. It's pretty exciting to watch it. The Hawks, like Caleb said in the update, they're going down to Orlando. The damn Braves bats got hot last night,
yeah.
Which was outstanding. Still, like, got a little irritated with Sean Murphy getting hit because he got hit flush on that damn right elbow. So he's like, okay, come on, man. Shake it off. Just a funny bone type of situation. But the bats got going, and they got the one thing that they needed. They needed a pitcher to go long.
Yep.
They needed a pitcher, even though Bummer.
Even though Aaron Bummer came in and absolutely let Grant Holmes down. Because if you didn't watch it and you just look at Holmes' numbers, they're not appropriate. It's 7 2/3, 3 earned runs. Two of those were inherited runs from Bummer. Come on, Bummer. Help the guy out. He almost went 8. And gave up one.
Yeah.
He had a really nice start, but you're right. Like, the fact that they only used one bullpen guy yesterday was huge, given how many innings the bullpen has had to account for through the first 16 games of the season. And also just nice to see Grant Holmes look like that.
Yeah, man.
Like, that was the longest start he's ever had as a professional player. So, really cool to see him able to do that. And, you know, he's going to be one of those guys at the back end of the rotation. If he can pop up and give you a start like that every so often, every couple starts, that's really great and really helps out. Yeah, but the story, though, is the power kind of coming around a little bit. Austin Riley with a couple home runs last night. That second one was...
He smoked that thing.
That second one was gone. That thing was out of there.
This is one of the things where the outfielders don't move.
No, there's no reason to.
That's out of here. Yeah, man. But, yeah, I mean, Sean Murphy got the party going. And then, obviously, like you said, Austin Riley.
Great to have him back.
He needed those two, man. And then you find out before the game, because I didn't realize this until like maybe 20 or 30 minutes before the game, that Marcel Ozuna was – because you mentioned it yesterday,
yeah,
him limping and everything.
A little gimpy, yeah.
Yeah, and so they talked about – they sent him back down here day-to-day, nothing serious, which is
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, but
– just be careful.
Yeah.
Makes
but,
sense.
But having him not there and then – because he's been your best offensive player this year. And for the other guys to continue to step up – well, not continue, to step up was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal. But I think the more important was the two things, obviously, Australia, but using one bullpen guy was the key. Because I saw Iglesias get up, and I was like, are they going to put him in with one out because this guy can't get these people out? then obviously
yeah, we don't need to be doing that.
Come on,
I mean, burning through bullpen on, pitchers
come
when
on,
your starter
come on, bummer
when your starter makes. I know.
All right,
is bummer's one of the all time.
Toss it underhand.
It's one of the all time bad names for a relief pitcher.
It is.
I mean, it's just.
It is.
Yeah. Well, he came in and it was a bummer.
Yeah. It is. It is.
It was a guy. It was a reliever named Grant Balfour at one point. Ooh. Balfour is not a good. No.
His name was Balfour?
Or Balfour, but it was pretty much Balfour. I called him Balfour. Yeah. Looked like it.
Yeah, but you know what I didn't realize is like how bad the damn Toronto Blue Jays offense is. Like, yeah. they put up the graphic yesterday, like the 1-3 hitters only got, well, before yesterday, had one home run.
Right. Well, and what's crazy is, you know, Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit the hell out of the ball a bunch of times last night.
Yeah. Didn't go nowhere.
Didn't go. Got, you know, Harris catches it at the track in the first inning. Great play by Nick Allen at short. His second at bat, like he's about this close to breaking out of it because I don't think he has a home run since opening day.
No,
right. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hasn't done much this year. So
except for get paid.
I mean, except for get paid. Yeah, yeah. Except for get $500 million. But he's gonna break out of it at some point.
Yeah.
Hopefully not today or tomorrow.
Not today or tomorrow.
Not today or tomorrow.
Let's hope that happens like on Friday.
But he was squaring it up last night. So it's coming.
Because
it's coming for Vlad Jr.
Like, oh, oh no. Oh.
Yeah.
That was every time you heard the back connect, you're like, oh, okay. All right. Okay, there we go right there, man. But yeah, G Holmes was dealing, man. I mean, he gave up the solo home run, but other than that,
we can deal with solo home runs.
Huh?
We can deal with solo home runs.
Yeah, we can deal
with
that. But like when Bummer was up there, people were on base. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, oh, there's one to the corner. Oh, there's one at the middle. Oh, like, can you just 2 hours, dude? But 7 o'clock games, beautiful.
Yeah, especially when the pitcher pitches like that.
Beautiful.
The game was over at 9:15.
Beautiful.
That was amazing.
Yes.
Just in time for me to get finished staining my fence.
Yeah, dog.
But, good.
But it's stained, all right?
It's beautiful.
That's all that matters.
Looks incredible.
It looks incredible.
Looks brand new. It already was beautiful. Right. Now it's even more beautiful.
There you go.
What a
there
nice
you go.
Fence.
So you got to able to do a lot of, get a lot of work done on the outside. And the Braves are one up on the
Nothing
Toronto.
Like listening to some baseball while doing some work like that.
Really?
Yeah. Makes you feel like a man.
And I love listening to baseball on radio.
Me too.
I do. I enjoy it. And
not the Braves,
like
obviously.
Not the Braves, obviously.
On the wrong station. But you know what I mean. That. Like other teams.
No, there's other apps.
Hawks on the radio too. Listen to that tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll stain something else.
I mean, don't you got to stain the other side?
I did both sides.
You did both sides yesterday?
Yeah.
That big ass fence.
I'm a savage.
Damn. I did not realize.
This just in.
I did not realize you did both
What's
sides.
Trending?
Andy Bunker's a damn savage.
No, you know what I did? I rented a sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that you let me borrow was awesome.
No, it ain't.
It was very nice.
It's more for my fence.
No, it was really
it's
nice.
It's more for my fence.
It was more for like touch-ups,
yes.
I feel like.
Yes.
Because the what do you call it? The little thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you put the paint in or the stain, whatever. I don't know, the little tube tub thing. It was like 36 ounces.
Yes.
I just put a little straw into the 5-gallon tub this time and just I was going.
How much did you have to use?
20 gallons.
Okay.
20 gallons of stain. It's a big ass fence.
It's a lot. I told you, you look at it, it's big.
A lot of fence out there.
It is, man.
And but it's all stained.
But that's one thing that you ain't got to do now, right? That's
it's
always
the
best thing. That's all. One of the things is when you get this time of year, it's time to do all that
just
stuff.
In time for the Mountain High Landscaping Company to deliver a ton of pea gravel and 2 yards of bark morning.
What the hell are y'all doing graveling now?
I don't know. What are we graveling? What aren't we graveling?
Like,
we got a ton of it. You need any?
That's what I was about to say. What are y'all graveling? No. I hope she's not listening because you know her. She's all about concrete and gravel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously that's not going to be
Let me
the
make
case.
Sure I have the right people.
But, yeah.
Because I do want to give it Mountain High Landscaping Supply.
So
very nice
so
people.
So they're delivering bark?
2 yards of pine bark nuggets.
Okay.
And 1 ton of pea gravel.
It's going to be an interesting backyard or side of the house that you're going to have there.
It's going to be moving it somewhere.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting our yardio on, getting a little exercise
yardio,
out there.
Yardio. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I'm glad we did that already. We did all that stuff. So everything is cool at the house. But as far as that, all the plants are planted. Dog has not eaten them at all, which is sweet. Maybe he's getting older and more mature. I don't know. But none of the plants have been eaten.
Good.
But, we're all planted and barked out and all that stuff.
That's
dog.
What you want.
Yeah.
You want to be planted and barked out.
Well, I didn't do it. But
That's okay.
Somebody,
it's done.
Pay somebody to do it.
Whatever. It's done.
Yeah, pay somebody to do
it. I paid me to do it.
Yeah, I paid somebody to do it.
So I guess Wiley Ballard got somebody's number on TV last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it because, like I said, I was, But then I saw it later, and I watched it back, and then I saw some reaction to it, and I was like, that was pretty funny.
Oh.
Good for him.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
He got a number. I don't know what his relationship status is. I don't know if he's on these road trips out there having a good time.
I would really hope that he is single.
I would hope that he's single. If he wasn't single yesterday, he probably is now, because I would imagine she would have seen that.
Right.
But yeah, assuming that he's a single man, he got a phone number last night on television, and I hope he called it. I hope he called it, and they met up afterwards and had some Molson Ices or something like that.
He's going to be in Toronto for a couple more
days. Yeah, it's a nice little road trip stay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Toronto was awesome.
And I was like, wow, cool. That was pretty funny television, and also good for him. Maybe he got himself a date.
Yes.
And that's what I thought.
Yes.
Little did I know it was going to be some gigantic what's the word that I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Not that, just like this big deal.
Yeah,
this big, like, everyone's furious he did that on television.
What was the furious part about it?
I don't know. It seems great.
I don't know. I thought it was great.
I don't
know. I don't subscribe to that kind of stuff. So that's why I was curious. What were people mad about? Were they mad that he was hitting on a woman at a baseball game? They did it while he was at work. These type of things I will never have answers for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't.
Really, I just saw it and I was like, ha.
I thought it was cool.
For him.
Because I didn't hear the audio.
Yeah, the audio was all funny.
I saw them laughing and everything and I was like, oh, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And good for you, whatever. And went on about my business. Then I see, well, he's a model broadcaster. Like, why the hell are you having to defend him against dorks? Like, what are you mad at?
Now, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Is like, and that's where I fall on everything, but especially this. It's like the people that were involved in it seemed to be fine with it.
Yeah.
Right. She gave him her number.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything like inappropriate to get it. Didn't seem like.
No.
Just kind of asked for it. Then he got it. And then we had a chuckle.
Yeah.
So if they were cool with it, they might have gone on a date last night. Who knows? I hope they did.
Yeah. Were you a...
But if they weren't mad about it, what are you mad about it for? Yeah.
How soon were you? I'm sorry. Number to call.
Oh gosh. Depended on the situation.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
okay.
You know, because we're cell phone era, right?
Yeah.
Like you get the number.
No,
I
started with the number.
So you're right.
Yeah,
so
I started with the right down.
High school,
before
the cell phones.
Yeah, I started with the right down.
You write it down, you take it home, maybe the next day.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know. All not sure. Then that was always hard because it's like, oh, dad answered.
Oh,
hi, man.
Yeah. Is your daughter there?
Is Caitlin there?
Yeah, is your daughter there?
Oh, she's not.
Okay.
Can I take a message?
No.
No, that's okay.
No, I'm okay. Don't ever get there. Yeah, I'm not taking no message. I'd never take no message. My child.
Well, you don't have to now because everybody has cell phones.
Exactly.
I do think something's lost in that, though.
What, write down the number?
That, and then also, like, getting up the... talking yourself into calling the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because who knows? Mom might answer.
Right.
Mom doesn't want you talking to her.
No. Nope.
Dad certainly doesn't want you talking to her. She might answer. You get lucky. Great. But then still, you got to, you know, you had to do it. Like, now you just send a little text. It's like.
You up?
You don't even have to write. even think you have to write full words anymore.
No, you up.
W-Y-D.
What you doing? But no, I mean, but they don't even ask.
There's something lost.
They don't ask.
Something lost.
For phone numbers anymore. They ask, what's your gram?
Right,
or
and then you just DM it.
Or something like that.
And you probably just send a picture of your junk and then send it over. And that's just all it is now.
Just, I don't think it's that.
You don't?
I don't think
did I fast forward too far?
Not yet.
Is that where we're going?
But I think it's the thing where I want to see your gram first. Let me see what you be doing, see what you look like and other than this.
Yeah, see, I hate that.
And then I'll DM.
I don't like that you can do a full background check on someone before you hit them up. You shouldn't be able to. Like, the background check should be the first couple dates. If they're crazy, find out in real time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Saying,
we used to.
I mean, if she got on a wool dress and then you DM her and you go on her Instagram and she has on a bikini.
Great, still then the surprise is lost on you.
Yeah.
Like I always like, you know, you get out there and see what happens.
Crazies wear bikinis.
All right. Wiley Bauer's fine by me. That's all I'm saying. Good work, man. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So one down for Austin Riley.
Boy, Riley's been on a mission here lately.
That ball is hammered to left center. A second home run out there for Atlanta tonight already. Atlanta enjoying things north of the border right now. 5-0. This ball is hammered. Is it another one for Riley? Oh, yes, it is. What an absolute tank. It is all Atlanta. 8-0. Two bombs for Riley already tonight.
Great to see. Love to see it. Austin Riley is getting hot right now, too, by the way. I mean, it's early in the season, so whatever. But he's been playing a lot better over the last week or so. But two home runs last night, 5 RBIs. Sean Murphy's been red hot since he's come back. He's got 4 home runs already. Played like 2 series,
yeah.
which is awesome. And then Grant Holmes goes deep into the ballgame last night. The Braves get a win. You win game one of the series.
Most
now
important.
You got a chance to sweep, which would be amazing, to go up north of the border and get that sweep. Worst case scenario, you split the next two and win the series. And really, that's what it is for me, for them at this point. Start stacking series,
yes.
Man. Just start
yes.
Winning series after series after series. It's frustrating that they couldn't win the series against Tampa. Won that great series against Philly last week, but you got to start winning series and dig yourself out of this hole, and then when reinforcements come back, and I know Strider's coming back tomorrow, but when Acuna comes back, and eventually when Profar comes back, maybe you're in a better position to really take advantage of that. But yeah, great start to the series last night. Love to see the bats coming around. But more than anything, Grant Holmes going 7 2/3 is awesome.
Yeah, no, we mentioned that, you know, before we left, you know, when before we left vacation, that was our biggest takeaway, was just start doing, like you said, stacking series, 2 out of 3. Because ain't nobody running away with the NLEast right now.
Yeah, no one's running away
with anything, pretty
yeah,
much.
It's
you know,
April.
And then you look around, pretty much a lot of the offensive numbers are down. As far as we talked about Vlad earlier in the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, if you can continue to do that, the biggest thing with Sean Murphy, stay healthy. Stay healthy. He got hit on the elbow, on his right elbow yesterday, stayed in the game, and he also caught. So I thought maybe after the end of the day, might change up, but he went back out there and finished catching the rest of the game. So hopefully that's nothing that's going to be, you know, whatever, worse or whatever. I saw Ozzie started. Was that because it was a lefty start?
Yeah.
Lead off because of
yep.
The lefty?
Okay. That's right.
All right, no problem with that. But yeah.
Now, Mike. Another tough night for Mike.
Mike's struggling.
He's struggling.
Mike's struggling.
Yeah.
He is definitely not doing what he needs to do at the plate. I think early on in the season, it was bad at bats. He's having better at bats, if you want to say that. And I'm saying that because I like him. You know, I don't give a damn.
And I was going to say.
Yeah, you know, I don't
care. Do what you said what now?
Yeah, I just like Michael.
His at bats or what?
Yeah, I like Michael.
He's getting bad luck? Is that his advanced numbers? Or?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just
I like Michael, too.
Yeah, I love Michael Harris.
All I want is Michael Harris to do well.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's all.
Him and everybody damn else.
Well, yeah, everybody else. Yeah. But, like, I like him pretty much more than the rest of the guys
me
anyway.
Me too.
No offense. I want them all to do well. But like, he's like my second or third favorite guy.
Who's pitching tonight for the Royals?
That's a great question. Spencer Schwellenbach.
Oh, Schwellenbach? Okay. Yeah. All right, we got our guy.
So we got a couple Spencers.
Yeah.
For the first time ever in Braves history, Spencer Schwellenbach and Spencer Strider will be Braves at the same time.
I love it.
Because obviously Schwellenbach didn't come up till last year after Strider got hurt.
Yes.
Spencer combo might be the ticket.
Wasn't there a show called Spencer Spencer?
Spencer and Spencer.
Probably when me and Bo were younger.
You guys are like 2 years older than me.
I know, but you know, you were still a young.
I think so. If it wasn't
Spencer for hire. Spencer for hire.
All right, so we got a couple Spencers for hire.
Yeah, Spencer for hire. I think that's what it was.
That's great.
But yeah, I mean, Swelly's not only been one of the best pitchers on his team, he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball.
He has.
Since the beginning of the year. And hopefully he continues that tonight, because it would be good again if he can go 7 2/3 or even 8 and find a way to keep, you know, this bullpen as least exposed as possible.
Definitely.
Because even up 8, I was still like, oh, hell. Oh, hell.
I know. Come on, guys.
Come on, man.
Come on. Just wrap this thing up.
And you sit there like, oh, damn, okay. Because the game came on so early. Oh, man, we're already at the 7th inning.
Oh, I know.
And they're still up.
I know.
All right.
I was like, the sun's still out. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, like, they're still winning.
Yeah.
So we're good with that.
The word I was searching for in the first segment was controversy. Why couldn't I think of that?
Well, controversy to me seems like...
I think I inhaled too many fumes yesterday.
That's all right. It does happen. But yeah, controversy to me, when people say that, it means serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Means serious. Or impactful.
The things that rise to the level of the word controversy these days are very silly.
Yeah. Very
like,
much so.
Controversies used to be like Whitewater.
Yeah.
You know?
Something like that.
Or Watergate.
Yeah.
Like, now it's something
what?
Like that.
Now it's what?
I don't know.
Somebody wears
a tan suit.
It's controversial.
Yeah.
Like, I guess.
Ballard flirts with a lady on TV.
Yeah.
How do you like them apps?
What does she look like?
Look good to me.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I always apply a Canadian exchange rate, too. Like, an American 6 is a Canadian 8.
Yeah. Yeah. No. We're not going to do that. Certain places in Canada.
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Yeah. The other ones?
Yeah. You got to be careful in Vancouver.
Oh, I mean,
you got to look twice.
But the thing about it is, I tell y'all all the time, tell my boys, everything like that. The jawline's the tail, man. The jawline's the tail.
Yeah.
You can't get your jaw smaller.
You can.
No, you can't.
They have that,
dude.
Jaw shaving.
I know that, dog. But all you gotta do, you look right there, right where the Adam's apple light, right there. That bone structure, man.
I'm saying.
The bone structure.
You get enough drinks in you. Bone structure.
The bone structure, bunk.
You forget about structure and just start thinking about bone.
Bone structure, right. I'm telling you.
Let's hear from Quinn Snyder talking about his basketball team. They got a game tonight.
Yeah, it has to be something we do collectively. You know, it's if we stack all our guys on top of each other. But that's actually a pretty good metaphor. I think it's...
Is it?
In addition to size, it's... You know, it's aggressiveness and strength. You know, they know where their shots are coming from. They know who's taking those shots. And, you know, if it's a play, for example, you know, a part of the play is getting to the offensive glass.
This is going to be a good game tonight.
I think it's going to be a really good game.
I think it's going to be a good game.
I agree with that.
Like one of those last possession type ball games.
I think so, too.
And when you look at how these teams have played a lot this past year, I mean, I don't see why the Hawks shouldn't win this basketball game. The biggest thing is that you can't let Pablo go bonkers. You know what I mean? You can't let him, you know, do what he does. I mean, this is a superstar in the making type player. Like, he has all NBA, all that stuff written all over him and everything. And these are the games that they pay people like him to win. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? The Hawks got a guy like the inner team, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And so, I mean, Trey has had another really good season. And then, obviously, you know, with the other guys, Richard Shea, he stepped up. Can he continue to play well? Somebody that we're not talking about or thinking about has to do something extra for the Hawks.
Yeah, you need one of those guys off the bench, whether it's LeVert or Niang, to have a nice night tonight scoring. You're going to have to get that.
Yes.
You just have to make sure both Paolo and Franz Wagner don't go off. Okay. Like, Paolo might get you for 35.
Yes.
He's really good.
He is.
But you can't also let Franz Wagner get you for like 28.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't let those guys combine for 60. Now, I would assume that Dyson Daniels is going to start off on Banchero.
Okay.
That hasn't been great.
That's not a good matchup for him. he's not a good matchup for a lot of people.
That's true.
Yeah, he's not like.
Your defensive guy.
But the thing about him, he's. Banchero's a big ass dude.
Exactly. Just like Kate Cunningham. That's why those matchups are tough. Because Dyson's such a good player, but, you know, in terms of bulk, he's not quite got what those guys have.
Exactly. So that's one of those things where you got to come to. If he's backing them down, you got to. I mean, I know he's the defensive guy. You got to go help.
That's the guy when Reese Shea puts a couple years worth of NBA body on him. Yeah, because he's a little bit bigger and can maybe get out there, but not yet. Like, you obviously don't want that. That'd be a disaster. That's the key. Like, they are very bulky as far as even those star players go, but you just can't let both of those guys go off. And like you said, Trey's got to have a really good game, obviously, in order for the Hawks to win. Trey has to have a really good game. And then somebody else has to come along with him. I would love to see Niang hit some threes tonight. Caris LeVert can have those dynamic scoring nights, and you just got to play really smart basketball. Don't turn the ball over too much. It's not going to be a very high-scoring game because Orlando likes to slow it down a little bit. Obviously, probably be a little bit more playoff style, too, like a little bit more half court, which, you know, doesn't really benefit the Hawks in this matchup.
The Hawks got to get up and go.
They want to run on these guys. Orlando's going to try to not let them. So it's going to be tough, man. Like, Orlando's really good, and they have the home court advantage. I think the Hawks can win, but I think it's going to be a tough one.
I think it's going to be a tough game for them and everything like that. But you want to get this one so you can go on and got your business.
Because, just get it out of the way.
Because you're not done if you don't win this game now. Obviously, you play the winner at home of the two teams that damn sure don't want to be in the playoffs. We talk about the Heat and the damn Bulls.
Really, that's just another game you have to play because whoever loses this game is going to beat whoever wins that
Those guys
don't want to play.
They don't even want to damn
And then Golden State Memphis should be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, man. I think. And then the thing with Memphis, Memphis is fully loaded. They got all their guys. They've been
healthy,
falling up out of there. But I think, you know, the one thing – you know, and I saw somebody say this, like Harrison Barnes put them in this position. I know they lost to the Clippers, somebody the Golden State Warriors, but Harrison Barnes hitting that damn big shot, you know, over Jimmy, you know, put them in this position. But how healthy is Jimmy? Because he got knee in the thigh late in the game. So, and that's one of the things where it's cool at the moment, but once it sits and everything like that. But, I like the Warriors tonight, though.
I do too.
I like the Warriors.
I do too. I think the Warriors are going to beat the Rockets in the first round too.
I ain't ready to go there yet.
I think they're going.
I ain't ready to go there yet.
Mike Conte is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on what the Hawks need to do tonight. Some Atlanta and I. We haven't talked about that Atlanta and I game over the weekend. That's about as frustrating of a loss. Like, how many goals can you score and not score in a game? We'll talk to Conte next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. I guess that helps clear it up a little bit. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. The Atlanta United goal that wasn't. I was like, I don't know. I played a lot of soccer. I'm not saying I was a professional or anything, but I did not understand why that goal did not count. And Mike helped me understand there. Yes. In the break. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. Midday show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get back to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes to kick off the noon hour as we are getting closer and closer to the NFL draft.
Woo! Green Bay.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out how that's going to look because it's in Green Bay this year.
Yeah.
And it looked good in Philly when they had the Philly outdoors and everything like that. I don't know what Wisconsin weather is like in late April. But, yeah, I mean, just put it in Radio City Music Hall, man. Just put it in New York City.
I just let it travel. Let it go everywhere, you know?
Put it in New York City.
But then get it there. Get it here.
Yeah, put it in New York.
Get us one. You don't want one here?
I mean, it seems like what's the likelihood of that happening?
Hi.
Like, I'm serious, but like, I mean, how far in advance do they have these things already?
4 or 5 years.
Okay, so is Atlanta in those 4 or 5 years?
But yeah. They will be.
Yeah, my son will be ready for it.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so yeah, I get to
you
see
don't even have to travel.
I don't got to travel. Get to see Samson walk across stage.
Perfect. Works out perfect. All right. Mike Conte joins us on Tuesdays at this time to talk some Hawks and some Atlanta United. Luck has it, the Hawks have a game tonight.
Yes.
Playing game against the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
How are you, Mike?
I'm good. Remember, no local TV tonight. So if you want the local call, it's only going to be on 92.9 The Game, starting at 7 o'clock.
Let's start with the season that's happened so far and then start talking about tonight. Do you feel like anything needs to happen going forward for the season to be a success, or already has it been one for you?
No, I think in order for the season to be a success, frankly, I think you need to win a playoff round. Not just go to the playoffs, but win a round.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, otherwise, you're spinning your wheels. I mean, you didn't even make it out of the play-in last year. The year before that, you're out in the first round. The year before that, you're out in the first round. You haven't been out of the first round since you went to the conference finals. So, you know, in order to show tangible improvement, call the season a success, I think you have to be second round or better. Now, caveat, we're never really going to know where this would have gone if Jalen Johnson didn't get hurt. And you heard Quinn Snyder talk about this a lot on Sunday. Like a lot, actually, surprisingly so. How if Jalen didn't get hurt, they would have been in a different place. If there's no such thing as the play-in, they'd be directly in the playoffs anyway. So
you is know. He looking for like? I want. Is he like job? Like
no, okay. No. No.
Does he see these other guys getting fired who have better records?
Okay. And I don't think he has to worry about that there. Right. I mean, by the way, just because the Denver Nuggets did something stupid doesn't mean that the Hawks
Grizzlies
are
too.
And again, around the league, that is seen as a very stupid thing that those franchises did. Look, I mean, this is now my opinion.
Right.
The Hawks are developing under Quinn Snyder. There's no doubt about that. I mean, look at how Jalen Johnson was developing. I think Okongwu's gotten better. Rizashe from day one to now has clearly gotten better. Dyson Daniels could be most improved player in the league this year. You bring in LeVert and Niang and Mann. I think all three of them have gotten better. So LeVert, especially, since getting here, had a 30-point game the other night. So the Hawks are developing. This is not a coaching issue at all, I don't think. I think they're one or two players away from being serious contenders. But that's not on the coach. That's on, you know, where you sit right now with the money you have available to assemble those players and going out and finding someone who wants to come play here. But that's not on the coach. But, no, I mean, really, you got to show progress. You were four wins better than you were last year. That's good. I think if Jalen had stayed healthy, you're probably a 45-win team. That would be a 9-win improvement. You improved two places from last year. You were 10th last year, 8th this year. That's good. But you can't aspire to be a 40-win 8th-place team.
Right.
No. The bar has got to be a 50-win 4th or 5th-place team in order to show that you're really clearly making marked improvement and developing around the path to being a contender. So I want to see him win a playoff round. That will be very hard because
consider who they got to play.
Yeah, it's either going to be Boston or Cleveland if they get out of the play-in. Right. And if they don't win tonight, I think they've got a big problem. Because I wouldn't want to play the Chicago Bulls right now.
They're playing pretty good.
It's true.
Actually.
They're playing some pretty good.
I don't want to play that team at all.
They got all the guys out of there that
that were causing.
Quit.
Yeah, right. They clean house.
Yeah, they did.
And the guys who are playing, like Kobe White, you know, they're playing for the shirt right now, to use a soccer term.
Yeah.
So I don't want to. I really don't want to see the Bulls, and I would rather not see the Miami Heat either, because they have a habit of getting things together and surprising you in the postseason too.
Mike, how different does this team look if Jalen? Because I'm going back to what you said about what Coach Quinn was saying with Jalen. How different does this team look?
Let me throw a hypothetical at you.
Okay.
DeAndre Hunter might still be on this team.
I think he would be. And then the LeVert and all the
and then they're not here. And maybe then, this is a different discussion. I think the Hawks needed to make their second unit better. I thought that even when Jalen Johnson was healthy. Mm-hmm. Now DeAndre was doing a good job as part of the second unit. I think as a bench player, he was leading the league in points off the bench, I think, at the time of his trade. But that's one guy. And let's assume that the Capella injury still happens and the Larry Nance injury still happens and the Kobe Bufkin injury, and that's important because that's why you went and got LeVert to be a backup point guard. If that happens, and you don't make those moves with DeAndre Hunter, you might not be in very good shape right now. Mm-hmm. Or DeAndre could be just sixth man of the year. He could be giving you like 25 off the bench. You don't know. But it would have been a lot different. I don't think they're going to make those trades if Jalen Johnson is still here. I think then the dilemma is, how do you continue to develop Rizashe with and they probably would have started him at the three, but he would have still played less minutes.
Right.
Because DeAndre would have been cutting into those minutes. So it's huge. It's huge. It completely turned the season. I think it changed the whole idea of what they were going to do at the trade deadline, and now it also gives them a few more cards in their hand for this offseason to go out with more money to spend and bring in another guy.
Well, I think kind of go back to what we said when he got hurt, and then they made some of the moves at the deadline too, was, okay, like, spin it positive if you can. What has to happen now is the sort of sped-up development of Zachary Rizashe, which is, I think, what happened. Like, and I know that's what you're saying, but, like, I don't know that he would be as far along had Jalen Johnson not gotten hurt.
Probably not.
Now, the team probably would be better, but, okay, so instead of being 40 wins, they're 44, something like that. You're still
in the play-in.
Likely not winning a first-round series, so you're still likely in the same place.
Yeah.
So you're going to get Jalen Johnson back, and Rhys Ishay is a little further ahead than he would have gotten. I don't know.
So are you saying it's a blessing in disguise, maybe?
Yeah, because you're going to get beat in the first round anyway, probably. And again, who knows? Maybe they. I don't want to be
I don't want to rule it out.
Of course, of course.
I think they could, in a seven-game series against Cleveland, I think they could give the Cavaliers some problems. Remember, they've won 2 of 3 against Cleveland this year. I don't want to completely rule it out. You're right. They would be very heavy underdogs.
I think if they had gotten to 45, if they got to 45, they would have been in the sixth seed instead of the Pistons.
And playing the Knicks?
They can beat the Knicks in a series. Yeah. I think they could beat the Knicks in the series.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think in the East, they could beat Milwaukee in a series. Mm-hmm. They could beat the Knicks in a series. Maybe the Pistons. I don't think Indiana. I don't think Cleveland. I don't think Boston.
Yeah.
I think that's where they are right now. But that's also us saying that they would be clearly in the second group. That, you know, your first group is maybe Indiana, Cleveland, and Boston, and that's somewhat matchup dependent too. But if the Hawks are in that Milwaukee Detroit group, that's not a horrible place to be.
Well, how do they beat Orlando?
Oh boy, they got to find a way to be better on the glass. They can't let Banchero throw his weight around literally.
Who we talked about earlier
in the post and Wagner as well. I think it's a very good matchup for the Hawks as long as Okongwu stays out of foul trouble, and then whatever they decide to do to spell Okongwu, whether it's Mohammed Gay playing a little bit more, they've got to stay out of foul trouble. They've got to keep Orlando off the free throw line. Orlando is a very, very good defensive team. They get a lot of stops. In a playoff game where the game slows down, where you start to see a little more enthusiasm about playing defense across the league, Orlando's going to be a very, very tough out. Mm-hmm. But they're not very good offensively. They don't light you up from the three-point line. If you keep them off the free throw line tonight, I think the Hawks have an excellent chance at getting on the plane and going to Boston tonight. Actually, I don't think they'd go to Boston tonight. They'd probably come back home because game one wouldn't be until Sunday.
Yeah, you got a little time.
It's a long time.
Just come home and hang out.
That's what we were saying. Like,
it's really nice to not be in the play-in round. You really get to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, and even if you are and you win on Tuesday, that's still a pretty good rest.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good 5 days. And honestly, you're a little more sharp playing against a team that would not have played in 8 days, which would be the Boston Celtics.
Right.
So put the Celtics on upset watch for game one if it ends up that way.
Mike, what's going on with our soccer team? Everybody's back.
I have no idea.
I mean,
no
you
idea.
Know, and I saw your tweet. You know,
no idea.
You thought I was on vacation. I saw you tweet and everything as far as looking at the record. I mean,
yeah.
It's
the worst start ever.
Is it still trying to figure each other out?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be part of it. It's hard to explain because you look at this team on paper.
Right.
This should not be happening. But it is. All right. I mean, if we want to go back and look at Saturday and just kind of look at possible explanations, you score a goal, it's disallowed.
Right.
It's a very 50-50 call that got the goal disallowed. Then on the other end, a few minutes later, after having the goal disallowed, maybe you're letting down a little bit.
Yep.
You foul Carlos Hill, who's going away from goal, dribbling outside the box, but you chop him down right on the line. Penalty, they score. And then with the 1-0 lead, New England just basically starts fouling. And they can get away with that because the referee's not throwing yellow cards for persistent infringement. So it really plays into New England's hands. Atlanta United's got to be mentally stronger in those moments where they concede a goal. But you know what the thing is? I was thinking about it this morning. Like, because I knew this question was coming. Well, what's going on with the soccer team? And I was thinking, well, you know, they need to be mentally tougher when things go against them. But they have been. They were down 3-1 against New York City and won that game. Mm-hmm. You know, they've come back a couple times this year after conceding the first goal. So, I don't know. I think each match is a new set of challenges. I would say two things. Number one, Major League Soccer from Team 1 to Team 30 is so much better now than it was in 2018 when Atlanta United won the Cup. And there are no breaks on the schedule. Like Abe after the game on the post-game show was screaming, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is a horrible. Well, yeah, okay, I understand New England's at the bottom of the table, but they're not that bad. Right. They weren't that bad according to my eye test. It was a little bit easier in 2018 because you would have games against, like, Orlando was terrible that year. Mm-hmm. You know, New England really struggled that year. Philadelphia wasn't very good that year. So you would have games where, okay, you feel pretty good. You know, you can grind out 3 points somehow because you're just better than the other guys. That doesn't really exist anymore, I think, in Major League Soccer. Atlanta United is not going out there every week and is just better than everyone else. I think there's so much more parity in the league and it's harder to win. So that's one observation. The other is, if you're looking for the bright side, little glass half full, they are defending a lot better. They have been defending a lot better the last 2 weeks. So, I mean, no open play goals given up on Saturday. You had kind of a fluke goal against Dallas. You're very, very close to, you know, going back-to-back matches with clean sheets. So if you're looking for a silver lining, there would be that.
I thought they played better on Saturday than Philadelphia did. I mean, I thought
– the New England.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, and I totally agree with that. And that's what's frustrating because
– I mean, they hit the post a bunch of times. They had the goal
disallowed.
Two
goals disallowed, you hit a post and a crossbar.
Yeah, like they just need to finish. Like, and that's obvious. But they do. They're creating these chances. They just have to put it in the back of the net and not have it get disallowed.
You're totally right. But you've only played eight matches. You've only won two.
That's true.
You know, I think I tweeted, I'm going to pull this up. I just want to make sure. You've played 23 home matches over the last year plus. I want to make sure I get this right because this startled me. Yeah, last 23 home matches at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How many of them do you think Atlanta United has won?
Of 23?
Yeah. Of 23? 10? But you said they had
low. You got to be low. I was like 7.
6.
Okay.
Really?
Remember when it was, hey,
you couldn't win that building.
Home game, it's an automatic win.
6 wins.
Mail it in. Automatic win, you're at the Benz. 6 wins in your last 23 there.
Damn.
You also told us they had like 6 wins in the last 5 years on the road or something like that.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than that, but not much better.
So, yeah, it's kind of a tough stretch.
But that's the thing. You've really put yourself in a hole here. It's not a big deal being in 11th place, 9 points through 8 matches. It's a very forgiving playoff format. You can make that up. The problem is you've dropped a lot of points at home this year already. 2 losses and 2 draws. And you're going to play a lot of road games coming up starting this weekend. So we'll see.
We'll see. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Mike.
We'll come back, get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.